This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, good morning, everyone. Well, I say good morning, that is, for listeners in the USA. Welcome to The Happy Station at just after 1500 UTC. Keith Pellon here with you, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And of course, a special hello to those listening around the world via the WRMI website at WRMI.net. And also those in other parts of the world that are able to pick up 995 kilohertz. It's really nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes, because we have a lot of good music, some special hellos to get to, listeners' corner. And today at 100 UTC, I mentioned a letter that came in from one listener that sent in some knock-knock jokes. He also sent in something else, which we'll read later on in the show. Let's kick off in a bit of a calypso mood. And that's how I was sort of feeling tonight, because it's nighttime here in Taiwan, where it is morning in the USA. I don't know why I feel like I'm in a calypso mood. So we're going to take a listen to the calypso king himself, Mr. Harry Belafonte, with a calypso melody here on The Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
Thank you. Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. I tell you, Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. Oh yes, Charlie, Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. I tell you in a positive way, don't tie me donkey down there, 'cause me donkey will romp and play. Don't tie me donkey down there. Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. I tell you, the jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. Oh yes, jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. Oh yes, Charlie, jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. How me donkey gone mad, they say, don't tie me donkey down there. He'll heat hot till judgment day, don't tie me donkey down there. Hold him, Joe, hold him, Joe, hold him, Joe, don't let him go. Hold him, Joe, hold him, Joe, hold him, Joe, don't let him go. Me donkey want water, hold him, Joe, he got to have water, hold him, Joe, you know that you ought to, hold him, Joe, ought to give me little water, hold him, Joe. I tell you without delay, don't tie me donkey down there, 'cause me donkey is bound to stray. Don't tie me donkey down there. Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. I said the jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. Oh yes, child, jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. I tell you, the jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray, let him bray. Donkey want water, hold him, Joe. He got to have water, hold him, Joe. Cool water make you healthy, hold him, Joe. It make you feel wealthy, hold him, Joe. A little water will cool him, hold him, Joe. Don't ever try to fool him,
no, no, no.
Like banana to a monkey,
in a tree.
He's water to me donkey,
him and me.
Oh Joe, you better hold him,
don't let him go.
I don't want to scold him,
no, no, no.
Me donkey's on fire,
burning,
he burning with desire. He's got to have water. Please bring me some water. He's jumping and a-braying. Don't you hear what I'm saying? Me donkey want water. Let him pray.
The King of Calypso, Harry Belafonte, with the Calypso Melody, beginning today's show for the 16th of July, 2009. And just before we were recording today's show, Kevin said there was something strange happening in the studio. And it was the same thing that has happened on a few other occasions where, for some reason, there's one piece of equipment that is picking up radio frequencies from mobile phones and other radio stations. And today it was picking up a mobile phone conversation. And if it was something interesting, I was going to say, you know, if it's something interesting, let's put it on air. But nobody else would be able to understand because it was in Chinese anyway. But it wasn't anything interesting. So we turned everything off, waited a few minutes, turned everything back on, moved some wires around. I mean, literally moved wires around, kicked a few pieces of equipment around, threw a table through the glass window, and now everything is okay. In the control room is Kevin Lee and our production assistant, Johan Baker, that is keeping me in line, telling me what is coming up next, which is very useful to have. And I have to say that it's very useful having somebody else in the control room, other than Kevin, who I'm just sort of tired of seeing all the time. just kidding. This is the Happy Station Show, broadcasting to North America on 9955 kilohertz. Somebody wrote a letter here saying, when you do the two shows, which air on Thursday, how do you record them? Meaning, when do I record them? Well, the show at 100 UTC is usually recorded on Wednesday morning at around 10 o'clock in the morning. And the show at 1500 UTC, actually, we do it sometimes after lunch, or sometimes we wait in the evening. Now, usually I try to record the shows in the day, but there are circumstances that actually we record them just before they are to be transmitted. We've actually had to a few times change things because something came in, and then we said, well, I said, well, let's redo the show because I want to include it in the new one. So we went back and we redid the whole thing and everything. So that's sort of, it's usually, you know, 12 hours to 24 hours before transmission. So that's sort of how we do it. I want to say hello to the following people that signed up to the Facebook page. There's quite a few. We can't, of course, get to every single one, but I want to say hello to Richard Dillman, Yvette Fleurant, Sandra Ho, and James Ryman. So thank you to all of you for joining up to the Facebook page, which actually is growing and growing and growing. And if you are already a member of Facebook, it's very easy to do. Just do a search for The Happy Station and you will find it. It's very simple. 1, 2, 3, click, 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 and there you are. Now, next thing is, somebody also commented about the program that airs in New Zealand on World FM. And they were asking me, because they said they hadn't tuned in yet, and what is that program? Well, essentially, what I have been doing at the beginning, when we first started on World FM, is listeners in Tawa and Redwood would hear this program, the one that you're listening to now at 1500 UTC. But starting next month, in the month of August, I will be recording a separate show for them. So, in fact, there'll be three Happy Stations. Happy Station at 100 UTC, Happy Station at 1500 UTC on Thursdays, and then Happy Station number 3 at 1000 UTC. And there is a fourth one, but the fourth one is especially for listeners in Indonesia. And I've tried listening to the web link for Radio Sonora, which is not really good, I have to say. And I've already told the station about that, and they said, well, has to do with their phone connection. It's not that great. But we do get actually a fair amount of correspondence from listeners in Indonesia who remember this show originally back in the day when Tom Meyer did it. So it's nice to have them tuning in as well. Occasionally, for example, if we do a special program, like some of the specials that we've done in the past, I also relay that program to Indonesia as well. But usually that is a special show, and it's mainly targeted towards listeners in Indonesia. But the show in New Zealand, by the way, anybody in the world can listen through the World FM website at www.worldfm.co.nz. That's worldfm.co.nz at 10 hours UTC. Time for music. When we come back, we're going to go to our listener's corner from a longtime Happy Station listener all the way in Colombia, Bogota, in Bogota, Colombia, I should say. But first, here's Harry James and his orchestra with Cottontail. We'll be right back. Harry James and his orchestra with a Duke Ellington composition called Cottontail here on The Happy Station for this July 16th, 2009, broadcasting to North and South America and the Caribbean on 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band via the transmitters of Radio Miami International in the USA and around the world on the internet to listeners in the four corners of the world. Well, it's now time to go to our listener's corner, and our listener's corner message this week comes from a listener in Bogota, Colombia.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cesar Augusto Rodriguez. Estoy en Bogotá, Colombia, y conocí a Tom Mayer en 1985, cuando Tom vino a Bogotá. Fuimos al hotel, estuvimos en el hotel un tiempo con Tom Mayer, y después dimos unas vueltas, recorrimos la ciudad de Bogotá, y estuvimos en el Museo del Oro. Recuerdo una anécdota, y es que Tom Mayer venía con mangas de camisa corta, mangas cortas, y él pensaba que Bogotá, por estar en el trópico, era una ciudad caliente, y Bogotá es una ciudad fría. Toda su ropa venía para el trópico, y se quejaba de frío constantemente. Este es uno de los recuerdos que tengo de Tom Mayer cuando vino a Bogotá en los años 80. Y ahora, felizmente, seguimos escuchando a Happy Station a través de Radio Miami Internacional en la onda corta y también en internet. Hi everybody from Bogotá, Colombia.
Thank you very much, Cesar. And if you want to have your message played on the Listener's Corner segment of Happy Station, it's very easy to do. Record a message at your end, save it as a WAV or MP3 file, then email it to pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you cannot record a file at your end for whatever reason, you can also send me an email with your phone number. Oh, I've got a creaky chair again, haven't I? Pretty soon I'll be making a lot more noise. This is very strange. Anyway, if you cannot record an MP3 file at your end, I got distracted. Send me an email with your phone number, and I will call you, and we will record it over the telephone. So again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Thank you very much, Bob Zanotti. The website for Switzerland in Sound is, again, www.switzerlandinsound.com. Now time for music. This is going out to Cesar. Right now, here's Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer here on the Happy Station Show. One of my favorite Peter Gabriel songs, and if you've ever seen the video to that song, it's something you should look out for on the internet, because it's a absolutely extremely creative video. I love it very much. All right, now time for birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
This week in the birthday book, I would like to first say happy birthday to Don Galyon in the USA, who's celebrating his birthday on July the 15th. And I also want to wish a happy birthday to someone who I missed. I apologize for that. His birthday was on the 2nd of July, and Johan just showed it to me today. So I apologize, but happy birthday to you, Mike Terry, all the way in Bournemouth in the UK. And if you want to have your name mentioned in the birthday book, send us an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, happy birthday to one and all. Okay, well, let's now turn our attention to our mailbag for this week. And it is being delivered promptly on time. The first one that we have here is from Helen Mitchell. She lives in Scarborough, Ontario, and she's listened to the show via a couple of means. First, she says she sometimes listens on 9955, sometimes she listens on the web stream, and then shows that she really likes, she downloads again via the podcasts of the show. She had a question here asking me, is it true I am from Canada? Yes, I am from Canada, but I haven't lived in Canada full time since around 1993. In 1993, I headed off to Cuba. Then I spent a little time in Europe, and then I've been in Asia Pacific, and then I went back to Canada for about 1 year, and then relocated back here in Asia. So, Helen, thank you very much. Your QSL card is on the way. Dennis Wells in the USA writes me, asking a question about Taiwan television, and do we get to see a lot of shows from the United States and Europe? And yes, we do. We get programs like Desperate Housewives and others. And the programs that they show from the United States here in Taiwan are not dubbed. They never dub them. They only use subtitles. And the reason is because a lot of the population, especially here in Taipei, let's say if you're under 40 or 45 years old, the chances that you speak English are very high. And a lot of people that do speak English don't like watching it when it's being dubbed. And I have to admit, I've seen films that have been dubbed. There was a French movie that I remember was dubbed that was very odd because they gave very heavy American accents to the actors, which was very, very, very strange. So yes, we do get American shows, and he then asked me, what are some of my favorite shows? Well, I like so many different things. I love documentaries, and I love a good comedy program every now and again. One of my favorite American sitcoms of all time, especially in the last maybe 10 or 15 years, was a show called Frasier that starred Kelsey Grammer. I used to love that show very much. It's not on anymore, but they're still showing the syndicated shows here. But I have to tell you, there's one form of television that I don't like, and that is reality TV shows. I cannot bear reality TV shows. Oh, absolute dribble. But if you like them, hey, you know, go ahead. It doesn't bother me, but personally myself, I don't like them. Today at 100 UTC, there was one letter that we got from Peter Moran, who sent in a couple of knock-knock jokes. And he sent in another one right here. He says, this is a poem that he remembers, and he found a copy of it online. And he said, would I mind reading it on air? He did not write this, by the way. He says, this is by somebody else. But he says, it's very funny, and he'd like to see if listeners can figure out who wrote this. All right, it's very short. The poem is called, They Said That It Could Not Be Done. Okay, and I'll give you a clue. The writer is not really a poet, but more a comedian, and he is from the United Kingdom. So maybe I should do my best to do it with an English accent, okay? All right, here goes. I'll try. It will sound a bit silly if I do it with an English accent, but I think, of course, it should be done. Not Shakespearean, of course. But anyway, here goes. They said that it could not be done. He said, just let me try. They said, other men have tried and failed. And he answered, but not I. They said, it is impossible. He said, there is no such word. He closed his mind, he closed his heart to everything he heard. Oh, bit of a dramatic pause. He said, within the heart of man there is a tiny seed. It grows until it blossoms. It is called the will to succeed. Its roots are strength. Its stem is hope. Its petals are inspirations. Its thorns protect its strong green leaves. Its grim determination. Its stamens are the skills which help shape each plan. For there is nothing in the universe beyond the scope of man. They said that it could not be done. Some even said they knew it. But he faced up to what they said could not be done. And he couldn't bloody do it. By the way, I have to let you know, I did change the ending. The ending was, well, not really appropriate for the show. Use your imagination. Oh, I hit the microphone. Use your imagination. So I changed it a little. So if anybody does know who wrote that, let me know. PCJ.happystation@gmail.com. So thank you to all of you that I mentioned today, and to those who I didn't mention who sent in reception reports and letters. Your QSL cards are on the way via the very capable and efficient hands of Johan. And the email address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, 22070ROC. And if you didn't have time to write that down, don't worry. I will be giving out that later on in the show. But I'd like to dedicate our next piece of music to Peter, who seems to be a fan of poets. So we're going to take a listen now to, well, he wrote some poems, he wrote some songs, he wrote some plays, he wrote some books. Here's the incredible Noel Coward with Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Tropical climes there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen detest our siesta. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Such a surprise for the eastern eyes to see that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee, because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul a topi on a tree. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put the Scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps by the python rumps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
The incredible No Coward with Mad Dogs and Englishmen. And what's actually funny about that song is, well, if you live in a tropical country like Taiwan, you do see a lot of wacky foreigners, including myself, that will just go out in the midday sun without a hat or anything. And speaking of mad dogs, my two mad dogs are in the studio today. The other one, the third one, is out with a friend at the beach today. So I brought my two of my beasts with me, Boppy and Schoolboy, who is sitting behind me, being very quiet, which is very unusual for him. All right, now let's take a listen to Tom Meyer, a song that Tom recorded at the studios of Radio Netherlands in the late 1980s with the Sky Masters Band. It's a song that many of you all know called Here's to the Losers.
Here's to those who love not too wisely, no, not too wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when the lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of the rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the to the losers. Bless them all.
Tom Meyer, here's to the losers on the Happy Station. Now let's talk about the opposite of losers, winners. And that's the two winners of the shortwave receivers that we announced last week on the show. Johan had contacted them both and verified their address. And the receivers were sent off Monday. Now, I want to mention again, because some people have been writing in, they said, well, I don't think I entered in time to win the lucky draw for those two SendGen radios. But don't worry, because all those letters that came in of people that did not win, and all the remaining letters that are coming in now, and future letters that are coming in, are going to be entered into another draw, which we'll be having at the end of the year, which is going to be five prizes for five very lucky people, which is going to be a Happy Station goodie bag or a Happy Station Christmas gift, you should say. I should say. What is going to be in it? Well, I'm going to keep that as a surprise at the moment because I want to keep it very much as a surprise. I don't want to, you know, spill the beans too much at the moment. So stay tuned to find out what that is going to be. Next week at 1500 UTC here on the Happy Station, my special guest is going to be Jerry Berg. Some of you may know that name. Jerry has written three books on the history of shortwave radio, and each of them has a mention of Happy Station inside. So Jerry Berg will be joining me next week to talk about those three books. And I was surprised to find out, because he told me a while ago, he said, I finished my third one, that's it, no more, nothing else. And then during the interview, he tells me, well, you know what, I don't know what happened, but I started writing a fourth book. So let's see how many volumes he can, you know, work out with it. So that is next week here on the Happy Station at 15 hours UTC, and that is going to be on July 23rd. My special guest, Jerry Berg. Time for more music. Let's take a listen to Ronnie Aldrich with the London Festival Orchestra with a song called Georgie Girl that was made popular by the Seekers. Here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
Thank you.
Ronnie Aldrich and Georgie Girl. You know, just last week, I was coming up with some ideas for future programs that have been suggested to me from a number of listeners, because sometimes you'll read, you know, a listener's letter or an email or a comment that somebody will put up at Facebook, and it gives you an idea. And I don't remember who it was. This was a while ago, but I was having breakfast one morning, and I was listening to a local station here in Taipei, and the host was talking about music from the 1920s, and then it all came back to me about this one letter that came in. So I've been putting together a show of music from the 20s. So we're doing a special program coming up in the future of music from the 1920s. So we're going to have flapper girls. We're going to be doing a lot of do wackadoo, wackadoo, you know, and stuff like that. So yes, next thing is in the first week of August, I will be in Tokyo, Japan. I need to go there to do a television show. And because I will be in Tokyo that week, I won't be here in Taipei. I asked some friends of mine who work at NHK to see if I can use one of their studios to record a couple of editions of Happy Station. So the week of August, the first week of August, and let me pull up the dates here for that. That would be the transmission on the August the 6th, 2009 at 1500 UTC. Will be coming to you from Tokyo, Japan, from the studios of NHK. Speaking of music, like I'd mentioned a moment ago, from the 1920s, let's take a listen to the Charleston All-Stars with Ain't She Sweet.
Ain't she sweet?
Ain't she sweet?
Ain't she sweet? I repeat.
I repeat.
Ain't she sweet?
Coming down the street.
Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Ain't she nice?
Look her over once or twice.
Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye,
just cast an eye
in her direction.
Oh me, oh my.
Oh me, oh my.
Ain't that perfection?
Oh no, do, dio.
I repeat.
Don't you think that's kinda neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Hey, hey!
Ain't she sweet? Ain't she sweet?
she sure is sweet.
The Charleston All-Stars with Ain't She Sweet, our last piece of music on this edition of Happy Station. Once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. If you want to find out our full address that for sending a reception report in and to receive a QSL card, go to the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. Again, that's www.wrmi.net. So on behalf of Kevin Lee, our technician, and Johan Backer, who has been helping out sending the QSO cards and doing some production work behind the scenes, this is Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.